A Chinese lawmaker is calling for a ban on teenagers undertaking cosmetic surgeries. This is in reaction to a recent tragic death of a young girl in a botched operation. So let's look at the recent tragedies as such that underage people have just been having a really bad luck, by it sounds.When it comes to plastic surgery.
Of course, the latest tragedy happened in early January. So on January the 3rd, a college girl in Guizhou died after a rhinoplasty surgery. So rhinoplasty surgery is commonly known as a nose job, according to those in the profession, which is a plastic surgery procedure for correcting or reconstructing the nose. It is often used to restore the form and function of the nose or to improve the appearance of the nose. And the 19-year-old girl surnamed Xia majored in nursing at a local college and had been doing part-time jobs and saving up for the surgery in order to boost her odds in the job market. So here we have somebody who would think is in the medical profession that would know better, at least know the ins and outs about undertaking such a surgery. And then we have a parent who was there and supportive. Xia's mother supplemented her savings and accompanied her to the hospital, and then they did go to a legitimate business. Ms. Xia received the surgery at Li Mei Kang Hospital, which is a privately owned level 3 specialized hospital listed on China's new OTC market. That means the investors are supportive of that business. They recognize the legitimacy of that business. And the hospital is focused on providing cosmetic surgery services and is open in nearly 20 outfits in Guizhou province. So they're expanding in scope as well. Its clients consist of office workers, civil servants, students and teachers, 80% of which are women aged 20 to 40.
This is quite interesting with this recent case. I think there's a few things that stood out for me. So Neela, this is a...Unfortunately, the victim, I suppose, the one that passed away, she's 19 years old.
It's such a tragedy.
I know. Yeah. And, well, but this young woman, she would be considered as an adult holding civil and criminal liability. Like, she's able to make her own decision. Plus, her mom was there with her. So how do you look at this individual case in sense of how do you evaluate? Do you think this is, of course, it's a tragedy, but is there someone to blame, to be held accountable when it seems like...they've been following the rules.
Mm-hmm. I think we need to look at, I haven't actually seen a lot of information about what happened actually during the surgery itself, because then there are too many loose ends here. There are too many people who could say we could blame the parents for supporting this procedure. But at the same time, you have to ask yourself, was it this, a surgery that she actually needed for medical reasons, because perhaps she was, she had a condition that was affecting her nasal organs, or was it something that she just did for cosmetic surgery, perhaps to boost her own self-esteem? Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many questions you could actually ask about this case. But at the end of the day, let's just assume, I think in this case, we are assuming that she went under the knife because perhaps this was something that was driven due to social media influence, looking at her fellow college mates, her fellow friends, who perhaps pushed her into this because maybe perhaps she was being bullied at school because of the shape of her nose, or she just didn't have enough self-confidence. Or maybe, you know, sometimes like you have parents who grow up and they're telling you, you look, you know,not even parents, people around you telling you how you're not that beautiful. So it kind of pushes you to the limits. And in this case, for her to actually be able to sort of got into doing part-time jobs to say that, it had to be something that was very, very psychological. And it's not that it's not just something that she did actually wake up in the morning and decided, today I want to go and have plastic surgery. It must have been something that she had been thinking about for a really long time that was very mental, and unless she went through and she went under the knife, she wouldn't have felt confident about herself otherwise.
Here I think it's important to sort of get some definitions out there. I think you make a really good point here, Neela, that by the news reports we've gathered so far, it seems like this young woman, she wanted to make herself more beautiful. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't have, like, a birth defect, so to speak. So, this kind of surgery would be called cosmetic surgery. Mm-hmm. So, that's, to put it in really simple terms, that would be focusing on to enhance one's appearance. So,
true.
You're an average-looking person, I suppose, but you want to be
more competitive in the job market.
You want to be beautiful. Mm-hmm. And, well, beautiful in whose eyes? That could be one question. Also, to what standard? That could be another question. Anyhow, beautifying. And the other type of surgery we're talking about here would be plastic surgery. I used to think that these two terms would be interchangeable until we did a bit more digging. And then plastic surgery, used in the medical terms, would be focusing on repairing defects to reconstruct a normal function and appearance. So an example would be, let's say, burn repair surgery, when somebody's mm-hmm. suffered from a terrible fire and you want to look as normal as possible, I suppose. Mm-hmm. That kind of thing would be one example. So clearly this lady so far seems to fall into the category of
cosmetic surgery.
Well, in that case, I would say, you asked the question, like, who's to blame? In this case, I would say there's no one to blame except the rise of social media, where you see a lot of teenagers frequently comparing themselves to others and receiving instant comments on their appearance. And this is leading to, like, sort of a lot of people, like, not even just teenagers. Like, I've gotten to that point, even myself, in my mid-30s, sometimes I look at myself and I look at somebody else and I think, wow, she looks really beautiful. I need to do something about, you know, myself, though I've never really actually gained guts to go under the knife. So I think it's cosmetic surgery, rather, has become more popular, especially in the past decades, because of an increase in self-awareness and the desire for these young people to fit in with their peers. So I would say social media is to blame.
Okay, so for you, the source of all evil in mm-hmm. this regard is the social media that everybody is immersed in these days. Lai Ming, do you think that... Well, but we don't have enough information here, but is it possible that this is one of the chance in a million or chance in 100,000 when an operation just goes bad? I mean, even with advanced medical technology today, we know that not all surgeries are going to end up successful. And also, there could be maybe other problems with the running of the medical business or you know, the factors out there. How would you look at it?
I wouldn't start pointing fingers at social media per se. And although in this case, there is a death involved, and obviously the police are investigating the cause of it. And according to new information released by the hospital so far, we know that perhaps one of the likely cause of her death was complications in relation to anesthetics. So her operation basically was pretty successful, according to the documents in the operation room. So it was when she was being prepped to wake up that she suffered complications in relation to the anesthesia. And so for more detailed reasons, I'm afraid we'll have to rely on the police. But yes, I'm not so quick. I wouldn't be so quick in pointing fingers to the social media, because I don't think teenagers wanting to look beautiful is anything wrong. I mean, what's wrong with people wanting to enhance their looks? I mean, human beings have been doing this for millennia, I would say. It could be an earring, it could be could be
putting
necklace,
on lipstick.
Putting on lipsticks and that, all kinds of things. Here we are. Technology advancement has enabled us to do something more permanent to our bodies. Tattoos, that sort of thing. And I think here we are also looking at an individual who's, well above the minimum age to assume responsibility for her own life. She's 19 now, and she has the support of her parents. I don't think in this case there's anybody to blame, unless obviously the police uncover something sinister in relation to the hospital. But according to the information we have so far, there seems to be pretty upright about the hospital, except for some irregularities with the registration of doctors at the hospital. Some doctors at Lee Mei Kang Hospital haven't updated their employment status in time. I mean, that's the only thing that journalists have so far been able to find out about the hospital. Otherwise, no, I don't know who to blame, to point the finger to.
I still think social media still plays a huge role. Like, just think about it. When we were growing up without social media, you never heard such cases. I mean, of course, plastic surgery was there, but it wasn't for cosmetic reasons. It was more for plastic reasons to correct deformities. And we never saw a large number. We never saw a lot of research showing that a lot of teenagers these days are requesting to go under the knife just because they want to have a nose that is shaped like these, eyes that look like that, or ears that look like this. You know, such kind of things. Yes, we can say maybe, I mean, we can't think about it this way. If we didn't have social media, if we didn't have ourselves and apps that are making you, when you look at yourself, you can actually sort of do your self social media virtual edit of who you look like. But then in real life, you look like somebody else. So what you put out there on social media is not actually your true representation. And a lot of these girls, let's say, especially girls, these days we understand that there's a lot of people dating online, where these girls, maybe they want to meet somebody in real life. So people put fake photos of who they think they are, but then they know that when they meet the other party, they know it's going to be a completely different case. So a lot of kids will go to the extremes where they're going to go out and seek for these kinds of surgeries to make them look like the exact sort of cartoon or replica of who they are on social media. So if we didn't have this pressure from social media, I'm pretty sure this girl would have used makeup like the rest of us do, and she would still have looked as beautiful. I don't think you really need to go under the knife to make yourself look beautiful. I think everybody's beautiful in their own way, in their own right. And always beauty is in the hands of the beholder. We just need to stop pushing the social media fakeness, and people will just, you know, accept who they are. And if you want to change yourself a little bit, just use makeup. There's a reason why makeup was invented, and we even have tutorials to change yourself. If I wanted to look like Michael Jackson today, I would, using makeup.
Well, I wouldn't blame social media to that extent, although I do agree with Neela in the sense that maybe social media has a part to play, especially in shaping what people perceive as beautiful, and also in creating kind of pressure upon people who want to do something about how they look. But I wouldn't say social media is entirely to blame in here, because currently the clientele for cosmetic surgeries in China consists of nearly 20 million people, and the size of the market has exceeded 220 billion yuan, which is an annual increase of 28%. And there are 11,550 institutions have been registered to provide cosmetic surgery services across the country, with 3,313 only having joined the list in 2018 alone. So here we see the rapid expansion in the cosmetic surgery business, and also the increase in people's demand in enhancing their looks. I wouldn't say that nearly 20 million people in this country, they made the decision to go under the knife purely because they went on social media and they feel like they want to look like Angelababy or whoever that is they worship, and decide that I would like to be like that, and So I'm saying that social media is not the only reason why people are going under the knife, and perhaps the market itself has to do. I mean, thousands of people, perhaps millions of people are employed in the industry, and as a result, the industry has gained some sort of life in itself. And they, in order to stay alive, they promote themselves, they give discounts, all kinds of things. So even though people may not, even for people who don't go on social media, they can't avoid being influenced by those around them. They can't avoid being influenced by a promotional campaign put on by those industries that is fastly expanding in China and around the world, actually.
Well, let me just ask you, Lai Ming, as much as you disagree with my point, at the end of the day, what I'm trying to make you understand is that it all begins to the reason why somebody will wake up in the morning and decide, I want to have a procedure done on my eyes. I want to have a procedure done on my nose. It has to do with something that they, some level of how they perceive themselves. They think there's a discrepancy of between who they are and what they should be. And that is not, you cannot just come to that decision unless there is a driving force behind it. And that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, a mirror could play that role too.
For example, I would say like this, if you're walking on the streets and you saw there's a plastic surgery hospital with a 50% discount, just because they have a discount, would you just walk in and decide, okay, give me a flat belly now because you have a 50% discount? No, there are people who will use that as maybe they cannot afford to travel abroad or to afford like a big hospital, and they will be influenced by the discount. But at the end of the day, it's not the discount that makes you want to have that decision. It is how you feel deep inside, and what fuels that feeling is what matters. And that's what I'm saying, social media plays a huge role. And social media these days with teenagers, everyone is on social media. I don't know any teenager who does not have a social media account.
I think it's quite interesting what you're saying is sort of like the environment, and this could be the virtual world that I think sometimes we spend half of our time in that virtual world online and half in the real world. And I think it would influence how you perceive yourself. Yes,
right.
And what's beautiful, what's not. But for you to actually sort of pull the trigger and say, yes, I'm signing all the documents and I'm going to go under the knife, I think there's actually, I think there is this psychological tour that one travels.
Right.
And it's really interesting to see how that happens. And I just like to say, back in the old, 10 years ago, old days, it could simply be like your mom saying that, hey, your eyes are small, or how come, just something like that. Or your boyfriend or your husband saying something like, oh, I wish you were such and such, or maybe something along those lines. I mean, the trigger could be anything, but it hits you. It
stays with you as you grow older. And once you can afford to go and change that little thing, you will do.
And about the change is what I realize that is a bit different now. Okay, what I mean here is that in the last, especially I think 5 years in China, we've seen a significant growth in the business of beauty clinics that do minimally invasive surgery. And they do things such as Botox. They do these, you should call them procedures, but they've been made to seem very easily accessible without much intrusion, and it's not like really cutting you open and sticking something into you, but it's an injection. And then it made so many people around the world perceive cosmetic surgery in a completely different light. It's become something that is firstly very affordable. It's no longer something that is done behind the very luxurious clinics in Beverly Hills, but now it can be done in the clinic next door in your neighborhood. And I think that accessibility and the thought that this is actually something convenient and easy, and the effects will go away in 6 months, and
when this beautifying procedure is perceived this way, I think if there is a promotion saying in 6 months or 3 months, there's 50% off, and then you can get 2 injections and you look 2 years younger. That would be the advertisement. Some people might be pulled into it. Mm-hmm. And once you've had it once, you've seen yourself 2 years younger. Yeah, and when it's, I think it's falsely advertised this way, that it's so innocuous, so simple and easy, gives you the quick fix, it's kind of understandable that people sort of just fall to it and continue to constantly reconstruct because, well, who doesn't want to achieve permanent youth if it is perceived as a permanent thing?
True, that's the point I was trying to make. It wasn't social media per se, it was perhaps advancement in the industry and also the promotion that comes with it. Because if social media can convince people, can be the trigger to attract people to decide and to go under the knife, they can also play a part in sort of informing people of the potential risks and of the hazards that of going under the knife. Because here we are, a lot of the people in this country probably don't know that the number of unlicensed businesses may have exceeded 100,000 in 2018, 10 times the number of licensed outfits. And the unlicensed outfits are usually small studios hidden in beauty salons, hotels, and residential communities. They do 2.5 times as many operations and employ 9 times as many staff as our registered institutions. So they do a lot of damage. And so if people are not aware of the risks involved by going into any random beauty salon to have their nose fixed, then they are risking their lives at their own peril.
Another thing, I think, this growth in plastic or cosmetic surgery corner places has been fueled by, you know, like you say, 10 years ago, for example, maybe 20 years ago when we were growing up, the topic of plastic surgery was almost a taboo. Not even celebrities could admit that they went under the knife. But now they are normalizing it. We're now seeing, like, for example, when I was home, I was watching a U.S. channel with my nieces, who were like 7 and 10 years old, and the show was called was about like people who've gone through plastic surgery, cosmetic surgery, and showing the results. So they were both like showing their successful surgeries versus the unsuccessful, the botched surgeries, and I was just thinking, this has been so normalized by celebrities and people we see on television, in magazines, that it's influencing children when they're still little, such that when they're growing up, they start seeing from the young age, they're seeing the imperfections they have within them.
Yes, and then we see now more young people are interested in doing this. Mm-hmm. Then, well, should there be a ban among underaged young kids or people that they shouldn't be allowed to go under the knife and have plastic surgery done to them?
I think that there's definitely need for some sort of stringent guidelines, particularly when it comes to determining when a procedure is appropriate for the child to be performed and which age should be recommended for each procedure. If it's something medical that can affect your life, then well and good. But if it's not, if you can wait, then why not?
It really depends on the type of surgery that this teenager is going to take. If it's minimally invasive, if it's not going to have very serious repercussions as they grow up, then I suppose the lawmakers should be more lenient about it, because that way, that's the only way to encourage the industry to develop and to meet the demands of the consumers. Otherwise, if the demands is not met through legal means, then the result is more illegal, unregistered businesses being out there meeting the demands. And that's not a situation we'd like to be in for our kids.
And the thing about kids is your body is still developing. Also, your perception towards what's beautiful is developing too. So I think it's kind of bad to fix yourself that way. We'll be back after this break.